The next dictation by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD, is patient Walter Kaufman, K-A-U-F-M-A-M, first name Walter, W-A-L-T-E-R. This is a tremor stress echocardiogram, CardiCare Associates letterhead file, Streco, S-T-R-E-C-H-O, space Kaufman, K-A-U-F-M-A-N, space W. Tremor stress echocardiogram, date of examination, 8-29-22, referring physician, Michael Weiner, W-E-I-N-E-R-D-O, performing physician, Sharon Hermes, M.D., new paragraph, clinical indication, 58-year-old male. With abnormal ECG. Hold on 1 second. Let me just check the medications. Yeah, this should be a 58-year-old male with history of hypertension and abnormal ECG for stress test on medication. And the medication will be losartan hydrochlorothiazide. Correction, losartan hydrochlorothiazide 50 milligrams, losartan 25 milligrams, amlodipine 5 milligrams, Q12H, yep, that's it, close parentheses, period. ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, sinus tachycardia, poor R-wave progression, consider antiseptable amiodarone to determine age, new paragraph, baseline blood pressure, 144 over 85, baseline heart rate, initially 65 beats per minute, but withstanding 101 beats per minute, new paragraph. The patient underwent tremor exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. The patient was only able to exercise for 1 minute and take out the abnormal ECG in the clinical history, just make it hypertension. The patient was only able to exercise for 1 minute and 13 seconds into stage 1 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 105, parentheses, 64% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. Correction. The patient was only able to exercise for 1 minute and 13 seconds into stage one of a Bruce protocol. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure 150 over 90. Correction. Patient was only able to exercise for 1 minute 13 seconds into stage 1 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 105, parentheses, 64% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure 150 over 90 with a peak heart rate blood pressure proct of 15750, period. New paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress or the recovery period. Patient did not experience any chest discomfort or significant dyspnea during stress the recovery period. The patient was unable to exercise on the treadmill due to leg weakness. The patient exhibited poor exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 3.5 mets. The patient had baseline hypertension with a mild increased blood pressure response to stress consistent with the level of stress attained. the patient had a normal increase in heart rate for the level of patient had baseline, initial baseline sinus tachycardia on standing on the treadmill with only a mild increase in heart rate consistent with the level of stress attained. The patient had a final blood pressure 135 over 80 and a heart rate of 65 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph. Impression, normal ECG portion, treadmill exercise stress test is 64% maximum predicted heart rate. The diagnostic predictive value of this finding is diminished by the low, by the submaximal level of stress attained. New paragraph. Echocardiographic interpretation. The patient underwent treadmill stress echocardiogram utilizing a standard protocol. Patient was imaged at baseline immediately post-peak stress exercise in the left lateral decubitus position. Parasternal long axis, parasternal short axis, apical four-chamber views, and apical two-chamber views were obtained. The baseline study was technically adequate and a fair. The baseline and post-peak stress studies were technically adequate and a fair to good quality. New paragraph. Baseline echocardiogram, low normal wall motion without regional wall motion abnormalities. New paragraph. Post-peak stress echocardiogram, normal wall motion without regional wall motion abnormalities with normal augmentation of wall motion with exercise and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. New paragraph. Impression, normal non-diagnostic portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram for failure to achieve 85% maximum predicted heart rate, but normal echocardiographic portion of the study to 64% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph. Conclusions 1. Normal ECG portion treadmill stress echocardiogram to 64% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. The diagnostic predictive value of this finding is diminished by the submaximal level of stress attained. 2, the patient did not experience any chest discomfort or dyspnea during stress of the recovery period. Stress was terminated due to leg weakness. 3, the patient exhibited poor exercise tolerance with functional capacity limited by patient's inability to exercise on the treadmill. Correction, with functional capacity limited by patient's level of correction, Three, the patient exhibited poor exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 3.5 mets. Four, the patient had baseline hypertension with ineffective blunting of blood pressure response to stress. Correction, four, the patient had baseline hypertension with suboptimal blunting of blood pressure on current medication with a normal blood pressure response for the level of stress attained. The patient had a baseline sinus tachycardia in anticipation of stress with a normal heart rate response for the level of stress attained. 5, there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. 6, non-diagnostic echocardiographic portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram for failure to achieve 85% maximum predicted heart rate. The echocardiographic portion of the study was obtained in light of baseline low normal LV systolic function in order to determine if there was appropriate augmentation of wall motion with exercise, period. Echocardiographic portion of the study was normal to 64% was non-diagnostic due to failure to achieve 85% maximum predicted heart rate, but was normal to 64% maximum predicted heart rate with low normal baseline LV function, but with normal augmentation of wall motion with exercise for the level of stress attained, without post-peak stress regional wall motion abnormalities. Correction, with But correction. Normal echocardiograph proportion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 64% maximum predicted heart rate with low normal baseline LV systolic function without regional wall motion abnormalities, but with but without regional wall motion abnormalities post-peak stress, with normal augmentation of wall motion with exercise for the level of stress attained, and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armesa, MD.